God bless you for being here this evening. Appreciate you coming to church. Amen. I know the Lord's going to meet with us this evening. He was here this morning, and it was wonderful. So we're looking forward to this evening's service. Amen. Let's stand together, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer this evening. Amen. This afternoon, we got a message, and I called Brother Chris Richardson, talked to him. Brother Chris Richardson's oldest daughter, Adrian, her fiance was killed in a car accident today, 19 years old. Of course, we all know Brother Chris and his family. They come up and for camp, youth camp and camp meeting, and he's always a big help working around the camp. And so their families really need prayer. That's Brother Harrison Brown's church, and that church really needs the Lord to help them tonight. So if you would, remember the Hewer family. So remember them in prayer tonight, all right? 19 years old. I tell you, we trust the Lord that He knows all things, right? And He's in control of all things. But be praying for that family. And pray for Adrienne Richardson, the Lord to help her. I think they're supposed to be married in August. So remember them in prayer. Amen. Remember Erica in prayer. Continue to pray for her that the Lord will touch her. Sister Campbell, Brother Campbell, remember both them in prayer this evening. James Winberry needs a miracle from the Lord tonight. So I wish you'd be praying for James, that God would touch him. Remember Creddy. Brother Ray just walked in. I'm sure he'd want us to remember her in prayer. And pray that God will be touching her. Amen. Somebody else tonight have a need? Sister Heath. Okay, remember Lynn tonight. Sister Johnson. All right. Amanda. Okay. All right. Let's remember that. Brother Adair? Yes. Okay. Remember that. Remember that man in prayer. Sister Alice? Okay. Just remember Sister Alice tonight. Anyone else tonight? Brother? All right. Yes.
Remember, I think we have like 30 kids registered with us this year in Hamburg from the kids.
Right.
So we've had a great turnout for that. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Right.
They'll get a hold of something there.
That's right.
Amen. So remember these children that come to youth camp, not only our church, but all the churches that are attending youth camp. Amen. Yeah. Brother Jackson? All right, let's remember Brother Jackson tonight. Amen. All right. Let's pray for our service tonight, that God will move for us. All right. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, God, we love you, Lord God, and I'm thankful, Lord Jesus, that you're mindful of us tonight. Lord, I pray, God, would you touch Adrian Richardson, Lord God, would you touch her? Give her comfort in her heart tonight, Lord Jesus. Help her, God, I pray, Jesus. Lord, I know, Lord God, the tragedy of her life today. Lord, would you touch her in Jesus' name? Touch the Hewer family, God, as they deal with their loss of their son tonight, Lord. God, I pray, God, that you would work in their life. Work for that church, Lord. Give a help, Brother Brown, Lord Jesus. God, and touch the church there in Cherryville, we pray. God, I pray, Lord Jesus. God, that you would move for Erica tonight, Lord. God, that you would touch her, that you would give her strength. God, continue to let her improve each and every day. God, I pray that you would keep her free from infection, Lord. God, that you would watch over her, Jesus. God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch James Winberry. God, touch his body, Lord. He needs a miracle tonight. God, he needs you to touch him. Lord, would you touch John Winberry? Lord, move for him this evening, Lord Jesus. Give him healing in his body. Lord, touch Brother Campbell, Lord. God, I pray, God, that you would touch him and give him healing. Lord, this evening I pray. Touch Sister Campbell, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her. Continue, Lord God, to help her, I pray, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray, God, that you would touch Brother Slotta's neighbor, Lord Jesus. God, touch Sister Amanda's co-worker, Lord God. I pray, God, that you would move for them. Lord, Brother Johnson's sister, Lord God. Lord, God, that you would intervene on that situation. And God, that you would touch her body. Lord Jesus, would you touch Sister Lynn tonight? Lord God, give her a touch. Give her healing, Lord Jesus. God, I pray, Lord God, for this lineman that was shocked this week, Lord. I pray, God, that you would touch him, Lord God, that you would give healing to his body. Lord, touch Sister Alice. Touch Brother Jackson, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you'd meet their need and give them healing. Now we pray, oh Lord. God, I know that you're mindful of every need, Lord. God, you're mindful of our every situation. And Lord God, I ask you now, Lord Jesus, to move in this service, to meet our need, oh God. Lord God, to move with the power of the Spirit of God, and we'll give you the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Lord, move on our youth camp. Move on our young people, Lord. God, send revival to our young people, Lord Jesus. God, that they'd have a move of the Holy Ghost in their life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, church, let's give him praise. Let's give him praise. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise God, praise God. Oh, leave it there.
For the visit we got to have with Josh in California, and just excited. And I wanted to tell you, God gave Josh a better job than he had.
Hallelujah.
He's been trying for months, and when they do a background check, he just didn't have the items they were looking for, and he had things they didn't really want, so he had been rejected numerous times, but God somehow saw fit.
Hallelujah.
We are grateful that God, he starts tomorrow,
God,
of all the people, a gas and electric company, go figure.
Hallelujah.
But praise God, we're thankful for that. And the privilege I had last week, I've never prayed with Josh when he sought God. He never sought God when he was a youth, to me, not that much. And 5 years ago, he wouldn't have sought God, but Sunday night, me and him were in the corner. Well, then there was quite a few other people, and I got the chance to pray with him while he just called out on God. And it was good. It was good. God is faithful. He blesses us. Brother Johnny's grandson preached last Sunday night, and he preached from this text right here. Everybody knows Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And there's the message there, in the beginning, God. Verse 2 says this, and the earth was without form and void. Obviously not in the best of shape. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. So it just really wasn't what it should be. And the Bible says the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And he preached that the Spirit of God moved. And Brother Hilton told me after service, the moment the Spirit of God stops moving in our services,
right,
he said, my church will be dead in a
right
year.
Hallelujah.
The Spirit of God moved. It's not by might. It's not by power, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Hey, I like the feeling. Their church is about maybe from that wall to this aisle wide, and it's certainly no longer. And them kids, there's no room. You can't get out. And how they, I was pinned up. And they would run. They kind of did this little loop thing right here, and they'd go back and sit down. I say, kids, I'm sure someone was in their 20s. And this one girl, I kind of wanted to get out, but I just didn't want to be rude and step over seats. And this girl, she just kind of, excuse me. And she got out, and she got to running a little bit. Now, I'm not saying that you've got to run. Understand, you don't have to run to be a Christian. I don't have to take a bath either. But it feels good when I do.
Amen.
You say, I'm not a runner. That's okay.
Right.
You probably won't ever run. You see, you need to be pliable. You need to be yieldable. If God asks you to stand when no one else does,
that's right.
Brother Slotto will walk because God knows he's a walker. He'll obey.
Right.
How many times have you and I quenched the Spirit when God tried to move? You quench that spirit, it does one of two things. Either it hinders the move of God, or you can help the move of God. Tonight, if God wants to move, whatever it is, just obey. Yield to the Spirit of God and let Him move in your life, and let's just see what He'll do in this service. One last thing. One of Brother Johnny's granddaughters sung, His Eyes on the Sparrow. Now, that's a favorite song of mine, because I just like the words to it. And I'm not going to sing it, because at least the verse, because I really don't know it. But it says, why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for a heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. You see His eyes on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. And it repeats, His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He watches me because I sing. Because I'm happy, I sing. Because I'm free, His eye is on the sparrow. And I know He watches me. Let's do the chorus. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She told him. Hallelujah. Praise his name. He's there. He never leaves nor forsakes. Praise God. Praise God. For God, you're faithful in the good times and the bad, in the up and the down, in the rain and the good stuff. He never leaves. He never forsakes me. He stands by my side. God, and I will not turn around. Oh, I see. Sung that song, and you could feel the presence of God. And I looked around, and we were kind of up front. I don't know if maybe people were standing behind me, but there wasn't no one in front. I just said, God, I said, I know it's a different church. But when the Spirit of God moves, I had to stand. I just had to stand. Sister Slotta, because I'm happy. I didn't say that all the circumstances make me happy. But I don't go by happiness or my salvation. My sins are gone. They're gone. What Paul said, I was the chiefest. I had more sins than anybody, but they're gone. They're washed away. And I sing because I'm free. Shut out of a kai. That's enough of that. 251 in the Red Book. We'll understand it better by and by. Praise God, praise God. He is faithful. What a lot of stuff there is to learn about God. We are often tossed and driven on the restless deep, rolling clouds and howling dip of succeed and rise and shine. In that land of perfect day, the mist is rolled away. We'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints are gathered home, we'll tell the story how
temptations written there often takes us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed. Many a thoughtless word or deed, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best. But we'll understand it better by and by. Well, and by, when the morning comes, oh, when all the saints are gone again, we will tell the story. Hallelujah. Well, we'll understand it better. Trials hard on every hand. We cannot understand all the ways that God to that blessed promised land. But He'll guide us with His eye, follow till we die. Hallelujah. 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 2:37, if you would. When Adam and Eve were in the garden and they had failed the Lord. And Adam normally talked with God in the cool of the day. And God walked down that afternoon and said, Adam, where art thou? You see, He was calling, but He knew where Adam was. He knew exactly what had happened. He knew everything about it. But He knew Adam needed to say something. He did it for Adam's sake. Adam! Bob, where are you? Well, I'm over here. Why aren't you where you should be? Why aren't you where you should have been? Where you were yesterday? Because I messed up. But God already knew that. And that's His Spirit that speaks to you and me. My Lord, if God quit speaking to me, I'd be a dead man. But I thank Him that every day God talks and He walks. He's faithful. He is faithful. Take the Spirit of God away and we have nothing. If I don't feel it, Bobby, I know what the Word says. In the beginning, God, study the Word of God to show thyself approved. The right man rightly dividing the Word of God. Sharper than a double-edged sword. Thank you, God. Bring it to my life. 2:37, the hallelujah side. Out of a seat.
Once a sinner far from Jesus, I was perishing with cold. But the blessed Savior burned when I cried. Then He threw His robe around me. He led me to His home. And I'm living on the hallelujah side. And I glory when we reach the other shore. And have saints, we cross the Jordan, rolling tide. You will find me shouting glory just outside my mansion door, where I'm living on the hallelujah sky. And glory be the King, let the hallelujah grow. Help me reach my favorite for in life. I have opened up towards heaven all the windows of my
with this. Amen. I just want to sing Amazing Grace, just a verse or two of Amazing Grace.
The Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to receive the offering here in just a moment. And before they come, I want to give you some announcements. Amen. Tuesday evening, Sister Ruth needs some ladies that can help her out at the camp and do some cleaning. So if you can help her, would you let her know tonight that you'll be coming out on Tuesday evening to help with some of the cleaning out at the campground? Thursday evening, 5 o'clock, we'll be starting in on the tabernacle out at the camp and getting it clean. So if you would, amen, as many of you that can, men and women, we need you to help us out at the camp at 5 o'clock Thursday evening, get the tabernacle cleaned up. And the kids will be rolling in here a week from tomorrow for youth camp. And I'm expecting God to just come by and bless us in a powerful way. Hallelujah. Powerful way. Amen. We want to be ready for them when they get there. So if you can, help us out. And this week we'll be working out the campground each and every day. So just join in and help us, okay? And we'll appreciate your help and your labor. Amen. Let's have the brothers come and help us with the offering tonight. Amen. Let's be a blessing to the church tonight in this offering. Amen. That God would be able to meet the needs, right? Amen. Praise God. Brother Jackson, ask the blessing. Start something different tonight with these young ones because they love to worship the Lord, you know that. But I've got Lee to have a testimony tonight. So Lee, just step up to that microphone there and testify, all right?
Well, I thank the Lord for saving me. And
it's all right. Amen. It's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Is that it? Praise God. Hallelujah. What it's all about is worshiping God. They might as well start doing it right now, right? Amen. We're teaching them how to sing, so we're going to teach them how to worship the Lord in testimony as well. Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know if you're feeling the presence of the Lord there like I was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, that's just the kids' choir, man. I can feel the presence of God while they're singing that song. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Can the little kids get anointed? Sure they can. Sure they can. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want the choir to come and sing tonight. Amen. Let's have them come. Let's get in. Worship with the choir tonight, all right? Hallelujah, Jesus.
A lot of us are suffering from allergies and you name it, but we've got a lot of needs around here. Got a lot of people that really need God to move, and I've been praying all week long, Lord, we need a breakthrough for Erica. We need a breakthrough for some of these needs. They're desperate. And I don't know what your need is tonight, but I believe God's here. And I don't know what you need from the Lord, but if you come with your cup open and your heart willing to receive, I believe God will meet you. Hallelujah. You all know this song. It's an oldie. We've sang it a million times. Just join in and sing with us. Where'd Susie go? Is she over there? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We need a breakthrough. Amen.
Get through, and you prayed and prayed, and you don't know what to do. Oh, God is in this house, He's ready to fill your cup. Rush through your doubt, and He will lift you up. Faith is really low. Hold to the word of God and don't let go. His promises for everyone, they are absolute. The altar is here. He's ready to heal you. We need a breakthrough. Come on and get through. Tear the roof off this house. Did you come here to be blessed by the Lord? Then forget about your neighbor and what he thinks of you. Don't sit there till you die. Press your way through. We need a breakthrough. Come on and get through. There's a room on this house if we ask you. Press on to the ground.
Sing it with us. We need a breakthrough. What do you need?
Come on and nothing more. Did you come here to be blessed by the Lord? Then forget about your neighbor and what he thinks of you. Don't sit there till you die. Press your way through. We need a breakthrough. Come on and get through. Hold it.
Come on, and then, oh, just hear what I'm all about. And we have to, so I'm going through the crowd. Yeah. Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, thank you, God, for moving on our heart, Lord. Thank you, God, for the moving of your presence, the moving of the Holy Ghost, God, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise you, God. God is faithful. Hallelujah. God is great. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can be seated if you'd like tonight. Hallelujah. Well, I appreciate the Lord coming by and helping us. I appreciate the Lord coming by and touching us. I feel like the Lord helped me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know, hallelujah, we're trying to get in condition for youth camp, right? Man, those young people come rolling in on Monday night, and they're gonna take off. Hey, man, and you don't want to be dragging behind church, right? Besides, they're gonna have church much later than 8:30. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I've asked Brother Cain to come tonight and preach for us, and he's came prepared. But I want him to come and share something tonight. Hey, man, obey the Lord. And He knows the time. I told him, you know, the shorter the sermon tonight, the better the offering usually. I was just teasing him. But we appreciate him coming and being with us. And appreciate him. We've got to love their family. Amen. I'm sure glad Josh and Cindy came our way. Amen. They've just opened up a whole other door of fellowship and God's people. Isn't it wonderful? You know, there's God's people everywhere all around us, and sometimes we don't realize how big God's family really is. Amen? And then we find out here, you meet Brother Josh and Sister Cindy, and then her brother and their family. My, what a wonderful family. We appreciate them. I want him to come tonight. Amen. After he's through here, we're tonight at the service, we're going to have an offering pan in the back for Brother Cain. If you could be a blessing to him tonight in that offering, all right. He may minister to their need. Also, next Sunday night, the Sunday night before Granite City Youth Camp, we receive a special offering for the youth camp. Okay, so come prepared next Sunday night to be a blessing to the youth camp. Amen. Brother Kay?
Praise the Lord. Sure been good being here. Amen. Certainly a privilege. All right. All right. Sure, appreciate the pastor, Brim, Sister Brim. They've been good. Amen. Good to see everybody again. It's been a little while since we've been here. I talked to my wife. I said, "You know, how long has it been here?" Since a little over a year. So it's always good to be back. Last time we kind of scooted in, but we wasn't able to be back at the church. We was passing through just a day or so, and couldn't work it out to get here. But certainly good to know God's people.
Right,
amen. you know, with all our faults, with all our failures, amen, God's still in control.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And that's what I appreciate about the Lord. Amen. thought about here in this service tonight. Now, and Brother Brim was telling me, kind of joking with me, he had reservations at Applebee's and different ones were saying this. And I don't know, I was nervous enough, so it didn't add to it too much. But one elder minister told me, said every sermon should be seasoned with a lot of shortening. So I'm going to try to do my best tonight. And let's get out of here. Amen. I feel like the Lord has come by and helped. And that's what it's all about. It's not about me. It's not about you. But it's about God coming by and moving on the one that needs Him the most. Amen. Hallelujah. Good to hear about youth camp. I'm helping out with Russellville Youth Camp this year. And I'm a counselor. So, yeah, boot camp. So I know what he's talking about, the hours and the long nights. And, yeah. Teen boys. So, but you know what? It's something about it when you have to drag them to the dorm because they're lost in the presence of the Holy Ghost. Hey, man, when they leave there and give you the testimony, I don't know if it wasn't for this youth camp where I would be. Hey, man, to see them come back the next year and see God move in their life. I'm a product of youth camp. Hey, man, 1991. Amen. Wednesday night, 3:00 in the morning. Amen. I laid across one of the bunk bed in the bottom dorm down the hill in Russellville. I don't know if anybody's been to Russellville. You know what I'm talking about. On the last dorm, God began to move in my heart and life. Save me, fill me with the Holy Ghost. So it's worth it.
Yes,
amen. It's worth it. It's worth it. I do appreciate Brother Brim and the church here. Amen. Helping my sister and them. Amen. We was talking today on how much a blessing y'all been to them. On behalf of my mom and dad and myself, we appreciate y'all, how y'all helped them and been with them and carried them through. Amen. We appreciate that. May the Lord bless you. Just a real quick thought, Book of Mark, chapter number 3 for our Bible reading. I'm not going to keep you long. We're going to go eat here in a minute. Amen. I thought about that, Brother Brim, in his lesson this morning. Amen. He talked about eating. And in his sermon this morning, he talked about eating. Man, I didn't have no choice but to go eat when I left. Amen. We're Pentecostal folk and we believe in eating. Amen. So that's what we've done. Amen. Book of Mark, chapter number 3, and real quick. Amen. Verse number 9. The Bible said, and he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him. As many as had plagues and unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straitly charged them that they should not make him known. For he goeth up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would. The Bible says, and they came unto him. Amen. And they came unto him. Hallelujah. I thought about in this service, amen, here tonight, God has come by and he's moved. He's touched hearts and he's touched lives. Amen. He's come by and those that was hungry and those that was thirsty, amen, was able to come and sup with God here tonight. Amen. The needs were met. But you know what? As I see in this scripture here, amen, there were some people that was left out. Amen. For you see, they pressed upon him. They thronged him so much that he went to the mountain. And the Bible said that he called unto him whom he would. Amen. In other words, there was Christ up in the mountain, and he knew in himself that not everybody that needed a touch from God had got exactly what they needed. Amen. Here we find the concern of Christ up in the mountain. Aren't you glad God's concerned about us? Amen. When you come into the house of God, he's concerned about your situation. He's concerned about your problem. He's concerned, amen, about your trouble. He knows exactly where you're at before you ever speak. Amen. He knows the trouble that you're in. He knows the battle that you're facing. He knows the enemy that is warring in your mind. He is concerned about you. Amen. And the concern of Christ would not leave them out. Amen. Hallelujah. My mom and dad, they're concerned about me at times. But you know what? They're limited as to what they can do.
Amen. But here we find an unlimited Christ that is concerned about a people that is in trouble. Amen. I don't know who was in the crowd. You can use your imagination for that, I guess. It's licensed because God didn't see fit to describe all of them. Amen. But it is my interpretation that everybody in the crowd had a need. Amen. But some people wasn't able to get to Christ. You ever been there? Amen. With the crowd around you. We went to the zoo yesterday. And we went to the zoo, and some of them places are narrow. And I was pushing the stroller, and there's some places I couldn't get to. Amen. Because of the crowd around there. Amen. But you know what? There is a Christ that is still concerned about you. Have you ever been in the service when everybody seemed like they're getting what they need from God? Amen. But you sit back there and you say, Amen. Oh, it's not for me. Well, tonight's not my night. You ever been there? Hey, man, let me tell you, there's a God in heaven that's come tonight that is concerned about you. Hey, man, so much that the Bible says that He calleth unto him whom He would. God's come into this service concerned about you, concerned enough to call you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, man, there is an appointment here tonight just for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You say, Brother James, God's done moved. I know that. Amen. I had a whole nother message. Amen. But you know what? While these services are going on, it seemed like God's dealing with my heart. Amen. And He's up in the mountain. He's saying, wait a minute. Not everybody I wanted to help. Amen. God helped tonight. There's still one person that maybe wasn't able to press through the crowd. Maybe they wasn't able to get where they want with God. But let me tell you the call. Hallelujah. You know what? Now, they didn't have telephones back then.
No.
Amen. Word of mouth was about it. Hallelujah. Amen. And He was up in the mountain. Right. Amen. That tells me one thing. The people was in the valley. Amen. They wasn't in the mountain. Amen. You say, Brother James, I'm in a low, low place. Let me tell you, God knows exactly how low you are. Amen. God knows exactly. Amen. I said exactly where you're at. Now, I'm just going to use my imagination here tonight. My wife says I got a pretty good one, so I'm going to use it here tonight. Amen. See, with me, as Christ is here, and He's up in the mountain, and He's concerned about one that needed a help from God. Amen. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, come here. Come here. There's somebody down there I want you to go get. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. There's somebody that just didn't have the strength. Amen. To press through the crowd. So I want you to go down there and get them. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't have the disciples with us tonight, but I'm telling you what, He sent one. Amen. He sent one. That third person in the triune God. Amen. That when God knows your problem, He knows exactly how to call you. He'll send that Holy Ghost exactly where you are. He'll knock upon your door. He'll call you and let you know, wait a minute, it's not time to leave. There's a God in heaven. Got your name. Maybe there's an elder lady, amen, that didn't have the strength to pull through the crowd. Maybe there was some young one there, amen, that had a little bit more strength than they did. Amen. Maybe there was a little child there, that there was adults that pushed him out. Has anybody been to Walmart today after Thanksgiving? Amen. Hey, it's every man for himself. Amen. They'll push, they'll shove, they'll do everything they can just to get there. Amen. That's the way it was that day. Everybody was crowded around. Amen. But the mighty's the only one that got there. The weak and the crippled. Maybe the discouraged was pushed to the side. Let me tell you tonight, you don't have to be pushed to the side. There's a call going out, and you can put your name behind it. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost has visited this service. Amen. And as the song was saying a while ago, you can call on Jesus anytime. Amen. Why can you call on Jesus anytime? Because Jesus is calling for you. Amen. He's got it there. Amen. He's crying out, come and let me help you. Last of all, the Bible said, amen, he called them. And the Bible says that they came unto him. Amen. I don't think he just, hey, I just wanted to see you. Amen. You can go now. Bye. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe he had, amen, a mission there to help them. Amen. Let me show you here how he began to commune with them. Amen. Now, a communion, you know, we can carry on a conversation and not get nowhere. Amen. But communion is a little bit more in depth with that. Amen. When you commune with God, you converse with him the innermost parts of your heart, them concerns, them burdens, them anxieties, them worries. Amen. You can give them to God tonight. I said you can give them to God tonight. And you can commune with him. Hallelujah. 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 Acts the 27th chapter, we find how, I believe it is the 27th chapter, how, amen, that Eutychus, I believe it was, amen, fell out the door. Fell out the window and he died at the end. Right. Amen. And the Bible says he makes a little clause there. He said, and there were many lights on in the upper chamber. Right. Amen. Now there's several times I passed that up and didn't think much about it. Amen. But you study that out. Amen. That many lights, an upper chamber today, it's no more than an attic where we store all the stuff we don't really want, but we don't want to throw it away.
Come on.
Come on here now. Amen. That's where we got all the spiders. That's where we got all the dust. That's the place that we don't look very much or visit. We do it maybe once a year. Amen. Once every 5 years. But in the Bible, it was something more than that. Amen. When there was a light on in the attic, that was simply the place that they brought their visitors. It was a very special place. Amen. And custom was that if you was walking by a house and the light was on in the attic or the upper chamber, that meant that house or that dwelling was accepting visitors. Amen. In other words, we're awake. Amen. And we want you to stop. If you're a weary traveler, a passing by, if the light is on, you can find help. Let me tell you tonight, amen, God is better than Motel 6. Amen. He's left the light on for you. Amen. He is accepting you. Amen. He's up in the mountain and he's not so far that he can't reach, but he's called to you tonight. Amen. He's called to you tonight. Is that it, brother? Is that it? Okay. Amen. He gave me a code for an amen, so I'm going to try it, see if it works. Amen. I asked Brother Brim if there was a special code. He said, I don't know one. So I thought, try it there, brother. Amen. God is here to help you. Amen. God's here to help you. Whether you be lost, a lot of times we feel ourselves in a crowd. And God, we preach, you know, God will help his people. Let me tell you what. Amen. One man, I read a statement one time, you know, where Jesus Christ was crucified and he died. The Bible says that he went into hell and he took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Amen. One man liking that, he said, God would rather go to hell for you than to go to heaven without you. Oh, hallelujah. You find yourself lost tonight. God is calling you tonight. Amen. You find yourself in a boatload of trouble. Amen. God is here to call you. Amen. God's here to commune with you. I know what it is to be in trouble. Amen. Brother Brim, I was in West Plains, Missouri in that camp meeting. We went through that service and everybody was getting help. Amen. We had went there and we had a need. We had a burden. Amen. But we walked out of that service. Brother, we was the same way that we was when we came. Amen. But you know what? Before I ever got to my van, God met me in the parking lot. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I said, God met me in the parking lot. Amen. You know what? I left there a different person than when I went. Amen. All because there was a concern, God. Amen. That was concerned enough to call me. Amen. And commune with me. Amen. Amen. Many times we think we have to have the right words to speak. You don't have to have the right words. Amen. One man, all he could do was groan. Amen. One man, all he could say was, I love you, Lord. Amen. But God is concerned about with you. Amen. Let's all stand here tonight if you would. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Real quick, if somebody come to the piano, I don't know, you might think it's over with tonight. Amen. But I feel in my heart, I've tried to rush through this here tonight. Amen. I'm not long-winded anyway, so you didn't have much to worry about. And it's not because of the offering either. Amen. It's because I know somebody, amen, is finding themselves leaving here tonight, wondering if God has came here tonight to move for you. It's easy to believe for God to move for somebody else. But when it comes to you, amen. Hallelujah. Brother, I'd been 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Amen. I had such a pressure in the top part of my head. I carried it around. I prayed. Didn't seem like I got nowhere. Amen. Just pressure. Oppression of the devil. Amen. But when he met me out there on that parking lot, I told one person, he was like that valve. He began to turn. Hallelujah. And you feel that. Hallelujah. And ever since that night, brother, there ain't been a nothing. Amen. Amen. I said there ain't been a bit of pressure. Has the devil changed? No, he hasn't changed. Amen. Is the oppression still there? Yes, it's still there. But there was a God in heaven that was there to be with me. And when he began to commune, amen, and that pressure was released, it never has returned. It never has returned. Where are you at tonight? Every head bowed, every eye closed while she's playing. Real quick, I'm not going to take a lot of time here, but I believe there's one here tonight. And God's saying, wait a minute, you don't have to leave that way. There's a God in heaven that's concerned. Your pastor might not know about it. Your wife may not know about it. Your husband may not know about it. Amen. But let me tell you, there's a God in heaven that knows enough to call you because he's concerned about you. Would there be one that would step out real quick and come down to the front of this church and let this pastor lay hands upon you? Amen. And let's see God move for you tonight. Brother, sister, you've been carrying it around long enough. Amen. I said you've been carrying it around long enough. You don't have to leave here. I said you don't have to leave here. You say, well, I'm just one in a crowd. Let me tell you, it don't matter. God knows your name. God knows your name. Is there going to be one that would come out? Amen. Hallelujah. Would there be one that just lift your hand and say, Brother James, I'm a-facing that, and I need God to help me. Is there one here tonight? Hallelujah. Lord, bless that one. You're facing decisions, and you don't know what to do. Amen. You want to lift your hand and say, I need God to help me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's another one. Lord, bless that hand. There's another one. Is there some more? You say, I haven't got what I need from the Lord tonight. And I need God to touch me real quick. Is there another? Hallelujah. Lord bless these. Hallelujah. That's lifted their hand. Hallelujah. One more time, could we all gather around this front as we begin to close here tonight? Amen. There's a God in heaven that wants to meet with you here tonight. Amen.